This is Book of Bee, Little Bee, starting March 18th, 1972, and going through to October, so it's about a six-month book. It's starting with Saturday, March 18th, a large-scale dog urinary protein, making a fairly big column. Intending to take about 10 grams of urinary protein in 100 milliliters of lithium iodosalicylate buffer and Cefadex against 0.1 molar sodium bicarbonate to get rid of absorbed material, and then freeze-dry it and re-chromatograph it. Quite a sensible procedure. And here is the, on the following page, is the result of the column. And a gel on the material on March 23rd, Thursday, page 5, showing a nice single band of protein. Then, slightly, maybe that's not the same one, I need to check. No, that isn't the same one. Let's backtrack Jenny a little bit. I'll start again. Again on Book Little Bee, begins March 18th, 1972, and goes through October 27th, and it's beginning by on Saturday, March 18th, talking about intentions of making and how to make or prepare a large scale of dog urinary proteins, and what I intended to do. And it looks as if I may have done this, because the intention is to take 10 grams of protein, etc., etc., freeze dry and re-chromatograph. And at the bottom, there's an entry that 6.7 grams of urinary proteins plus 50 mils of distilled water, etc., centrifuge for 10 minutes, and gave a dark brown clear supernatant, which is the material that I then added iodosalicylic acid to it, and ran a column, and the column results are shown, and the spot tests of the chromatogram, where fractions 11 through 15 have a lot of protein. The Thursday, March 23rd, is a different experiment. This is a large G 100 column, cleaning up a G gamma light and heavy chain. Various fractions are collected and labeled with Roman numerals. The following page, which is page 7 and 6, the following two pages, are the same fractions, 1 through 7 Roman, or 1 through 10 Roman fraction, freeze dried and run on a TBV gel, where everyone can see the starting material and some earlier fractions, and a fairly substantial amount, and not very impure, of the protein that was from the urine. Next page is Friday, March 31st, and results from Roman 7 from page B7 show no significant sequence because of excessive salt. So dissolved, etc., and cleaned up with a mixed bed resin to get rid of the salts. And a little note to Dave Gibson about what he might expect. From the different fractions. Goat colostrum from Kent. A quarter of a total sample to MDP. That's Dave Pulick. Aha, here is a tip urine collection stuff. This is the dog that I remember. So that this is page 11 of book B on April the 3rd. And Dr. Malik suggests that the dogs which have had 6,000 rads of irradiation before their kidneys went into failure might be worth a test. And there are two mentioned here on this page, Tip and Tim, which were to the cages. And looking at it, there's a note about Tim in very poor shape and no urine, and the animal was sacrificed because it was not by me but by the people doing the experiment. But Tip was there and urine collection was started. So this is, I used to go every night and collect the urine from Tip for quite a long time. Here he is on page 13. Tip was transplanted March 27th. And so here we are in May, about a month later. No, 2 months later, aren't we? So I have two samples of urine from him that I'm talking about, tip 1 and tip 2, etc. And got 3.2 grams from one and 8 grams from the other, with exclamation marks. So a lot of protein was being obtained. Tip. And some charts from tip 1 and tip 2 were sent to me by the people in Beaumont Hospital that Dave Pulick must have been doing. So I've got now three samples of urine, tip 1, tip 2, and tip 3. Oh no, tip 4 and tip 5. Looks 4 looks better, and tip 5 even better. 1.62 grams. Chicken RBC nuclei. This must have been in relation to getting some histones, perhaps. Maybe in relation to Michael Song's work, we'll see. No, it wouldn't be Michael Song. It's too late for Michael. I'm separating nuclei from this sample. For example, on page 21, you see nuclei readily dispersed but dirty. Query two populations trying to get the nuclei. So, with an asterisk on Saturday, May 27th, page 23, attested the nuclei from B21, parenthesis dirty, in water. No solution. In water plus borate buffer, clearing, but just due to swelling, etc., etc. and with distilled water nuclei with borate buffer, marked increase in viscosity. Looks worth more effort. The DNA is beginning to be liberated from the nuclei. More experiments trying to disperse the proteins from the nuclei. Not very clear. pH effect on 0.1 mole lithium iodosalicylate, Friday, June 9th. Tested in the ultracentrifuge, or planned to test. There's a bit of conclusion from a gel run on this material. Page 31, this lithium iodosalicylate, even at pH 9.4, does not dissociate the DNA histone things. Maybe this was at a time, I remember having a hypothesis that histones might serve as a memory from one generation to another, since histones are transferred, some histones are transferred through the germline. I remember writing a sort of paper on it, but I don't think I ever published it, on the hypothesis at that time. More severe pH tests of lithium iodosalicylate with a pH 9.3. Continuing with this work. So moving away from the immunoglobulins towards looking at histones. Overnight ultracentrifuge on page 37 shows no histone in any supernatant from 0.2 mole or less, and some on all gel pellets. Testing at different pHs in the following pages. Tempting to centrifuge out these on different cushions, presumably. Formula iodosalicylate. Therefore test phenol and salicylic acid without the iodo. And the result on page 41, benzoic acid negative, phenol negative, salicylic acid negative, all at high pHs. Try diet iodophenol and diet iodobenzoic. My conclusion on page 42 was that shows that negative results are dangerous, suggests that benzoate alone fetches something off, but also suggests that lithium iodosalicylate at pH 11 and benzoate at pH 11 that are their equivalent. Continuing to mess around with the system, not seeing much progress. like to urine, and here is a picture of Tip. Good. We got a picture of Tip. Dog urine, Tip. Tip 9, 1.5 grams, and the bulk of 5, which is 5.3 litres, 9.8 grams. And on Thursday, June 22nd, Tip beta 2 microglobulin is identified as the equivalent of human beta 2 microglobulin. And eventually, this beta 2 microglobulin sequence was published. There's a photograph of Tip lying down in the cage and looking out from the cage and being petted. And whether by me, I don't know. But 10.4 grams of this protein, Tip, at that 10. Sent material to Pulek. And Frank V is another dog. Lots of urine. Threw some away, but this is not my writing, although it does continue. Discontinued temporarily on Friday, July 21st, since all our essentially negative, and the dog is awkward to handle. Replaced by dog Sue. Sue gave 1.24 grams. Subsequent days, urine volume much decreased. So that by page 57, 0.25 grams, exclamation mark only, but very little protein after being used to a Tip. But on the Tuesday, Wednesday, August 16th, urine back to 1.5 liters. And the animal was, and the animal man says, no water. Upset, but just back from vacation, perhaps not watered properly between time. So, but however, 2 liters of Sue's urine and another liter the following day gave 1.7 grams and 0.9 grams. Altogether, I managed to get 7 grams from Sue. James, a new dog, so here we are, doing many different dogs. Some immunoelectrophoresis for Lois Kitsey on gamma globulin on September 7. Separating material, AF477G, NS, I think this is normal serum, and anti-J sample, dialyzed, etc., run on a column and a gel. But why I'm doing this is not clear, but let's look back and see if AJ was the same sample as on the previous page. Not very clear. Borgin gamma globulin, A1 and A2 allotype onto a column. This is anti-J and the normal serum. Different allotypes of bovine serum. Continuing this on page 65. And Harvey Faber, who was around there at that time and I was friendly with and helping and doing things together, ran immunoelectrophoresis on some of the material. Quite nice immunoelectrophoresis, although I always had some difficulty interpreting them. Never felt very comfortable with them. Milstein's method was talked about on September 18th, Monday, page 69, which was a gradient elution of a column with phosphate and sodium chloride stripped, etc., etc. This was anti-J material, DB 477-G normal serum. Dave McCain, who came at that time, papain used to make FC and FAB. I don't know whether this is the time when I heard of the Nobel Prize being given for the FC fragment versus the variable fragment that got the Nobel Prize for. I guess this was a rather entertaining story from my point of view, beginning of using papain to separate the FC, the constant fraction, from the FAB, the antibody binding fraction that Rodney Porter had described, and for which very shortly after this date he got the Nobel Prize, and I have a little exchange with him that I think I might find in this book when we get to about October, September 19th at the moment, making fractionating the constant and the heavy chain, the constant region and the variable region of light chains, no, of immunoglobulins rather, IgG. Papain tests again, September 21st, and gels on the sustain plus papain, sustain plus DTT plus papain, etc. On page 77, and the comment that the proportion of the constant region relative to the FAB seems low. Use more protein and try again. So here was 195 mils onto dialyze of anti-J DB A1, A2 ready for use, and had a good separation of the gamma globulins, but no better, it says no better and possibly worse than Milstein, but I think the separation is really quite nice. This is just a separation of immunoglobulin from albumin and so on. Looking at the gel, I would be quite pleased with it now, so I don't know why I was a little bit disappointed somehow. But a large-scale digest with a longer column and adding Papin on September 22nd. The gels of that material on page 83, and here we're getting closer to the time when I think there'll be the entertaining comment, perhaps. Monday, September 25th, sequinator tests of cattle, Papin FCs. A gamma one Papin test on Monday 25th. So there is no document of the immediately available of what the sequinator test results were at this point. There were comment on tests again on the 89 that the proportions of FAB and FC in this gamma 1 IgG seem much more reasonable, trying to look for the constant part of constant region. Bulk gamma 1 digest, September 26th. An FAB recovery on the 27th. With some comments of difficulties. And Thursday, September 28th, various comparisons which I thought should be done. FAB and FC recovery on page 97, freeze-dried the material. Longer term, low enzyme tests following Dave Gibson on the 30th. Tri-solid enzyme on the 29th, Friday. Freeze drying something in here with a comment that 30 minutes found the stirrer too hot to touch easily. So 30 minutes may well have been much too high a temperature. Something wrong with the machinery. A brief room temperature Papin test on October 6th. Getting very close to when it will be entertaining, I hope. October 3rd, repeat bulk digest of gamma 1, and October 3rd, a time series at room temperature. Still digesting with Papin. And a triptych digest of FCs. Constant region, I presume, the trypsin inhibitor, trying different lengths of digestion at 25. High temperature trypsin FC method on page 115. October 6th. October 6th, some more work with the pool of good gamma 1. which trips in. No, nope, I'm not finding what I expected here. I expected on October 10th to find a comment here, which I will refer to in a minute. Yes, this it's further down than I thought, this result. What page were we at?
We were on about 120.
120.
In the 120s.
Yeah, I'll go back to there again. I guess I was looking ahead to try to find something. So going back to page 127, repeat of pepsin and chymotrypsin. Digestions of to try to get the constant fraction. It didn't look very promising. Again, we're continuing this sort of work on 0 degrees trypsin gamma 2 and 0 degrees papain gamma 1. So the papain is the way that Rodney Porter used. Going on with this work, October 12th, 131, room temperature trypsin with and without DTT and the bulk papain at 0 degrees. And continuing this on page 133. Results of on October 12th again, the results suggest that 12 hours at 0 degrees 1 over 100 papain is not enough, but the 40 hours is quite safe for gamma 1, so stop at 24 hours. Trying to get a good separation of papain digested material into the constant and variable parts. And repeating the columns and the digestive A1, A2. More work at the same time on October 15th, October 17th, similarly, continuation of 0 degrees bulk papain digestive gamma 2. Purifying the FC fragments on page 141. Mary's urine grain and FAB tryptophan cleavage tests on October 26th, and continuing here with this type of experiment. And here is the page that I was hoping to find, that on Friday, October 27th, A2A2 material, saying with a comment, recrystallization of FC papain gamma 2.0 degrees, about 12 milligrams of B143 FC precipitate with dissolved, etc., and let set to dialyze in the cold room. Within a less than an hour, crystallization had commenced, and therefore, and in a nice heavy blue magic marker, quite nice crystals, bigger as slower, didn't mix until Saturday. So this was the observation that I had found making the material, that it had crystallized on me. So in a way, I found what was already known from Rodney Porter's work. I'd seen it happen myself, and so I thought, by October 27th, that was after the Nobel Prize announcements had been made, and I sent a little telegram to Rodney Porter saying that I think I understood what had happened in his experiment, that he'd taken purified papain digest protein immunoglobulin and had cleaved it and then had dialyzed it or whatever, and come back in the morning and found crystals, and that's how he realized it was a constant region. But not sure whether that's true, but I sent him this little message. But I know from Nobel experience that you get so many congratulatory messages that you can't reply to them all, and I never did hear from him. But I always enjoyed the thought that I'd seen what he had seen when he made his important discovery, that crystal. So page 150 and 151 of book B are particularly entertaining for me. Freeze-dried supernatant, 10 milligrams, wash the crystal one time, etc. And I think I recrystallized them. An enjoyable experiment. Comparisons on the last page of that of this book of the various FC fragments, which are don't all migrate at the same speed. These are 72 hours at 0 degrees, and the fractions that are obtained, which elute at different places, I mean, which migrate at different places on the gel. So it isn't, I think I'm going to go back and look at that again. This is comparisons of gamma 2 constant fraction FCs, etc. Those are from B141, and I go back and see what B141 experiment was. And the B141 experiment was FC papain. Of A1, A2. So just looking at them, they, I think there are a whole bunch of different FC parts. I've got FC0, FC1, FC2, FC3, FC4 on the starting material, and the gel showing the constant region. It is a nice sharp band, but it, depending on where in the you elute on the column, you get different products. And that's the end of book B, little B.